Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
Presented by Penn Medicine, we will not rest until it's done. I'm Pete Innerato. With many families scrambling to find baby formula, the president announced that he was invoking the Defense Production Act in response to the shortage. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports this tactic was also used in the last few years to ramp up production of the COVID vaccine.
The Defense Production Act means the suppliers that the baby formula manufacturers use now have to prioritize those companies and give them the resources they need before sending their goods to any other customer they deal with. On top of this measure, President Biden is also getting the military and Health and Human Services involved in what's called Operation Fly Formula.
To send aircraft, planes overseas to pick up infant formula that meets U.S. health and safety standards so we can get it on the store shelves faster.
And for so many families, that has to happen as fast as possible with empty shelves all over the place. Only four companies control 90% of the baby formula market in the U.S., and the biggest one of them, Abbott, had a voluntary recall of powder formula in February because four infants became seriously sick, two of them died. The company maintains there's no evidence the products led to the illnesses.
Now the FDA is working with Abbott to get the Michigan facility that closed up and running again. In the Pennsylvania Senate race, still too close to call on the Republican side. If it is tight, there could be a recount, and there are specific steps that need to be followed. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Under Pennsylvania law, a recount is mandated if the difference between candidates falls within a half of a percent of the total vote. The Secretary of State would have to order the recount. For this race, the deadline is next Thursday, May 26th. The count would have to be rescheduled the following Wednesday, June 1st. It would have to be completed by Tuesday, June 7th, with results into the PA Department of State by noon on June 8th. The candidate who is trailing in the race can cancel the recount by written request.
The recount rule was established in 2004. Only a handful of statewide races have ended up in that half of a percent margin where a recount was triggered. Police say five people were shot yesterday in North Philadelphia. At least three of them are in critical condition. Here's KYW's Nina Barati.
It was just after 7:30 Wednesday evening in a small neighborhood near 18th and Oxford, blocks away from Temple University. Police say five people who were outside at the time were shot, three of them women and two men. One of the women was hit at least seven times, and one of the men shot more than a dozen. All were taken to the hospital, according to investigators. James Dandy, who lives by the scene, says he was outside when he heard the gunshots.
At first, I thought it was the kids playing with fireworks, firecrackers early. And when I realized it was such rapid fire, I snatched up my dog and ran in the house.
He says, unfortunately, nights like these are common.
North Philadelphia is a good neighborhood, a good place to live, but we got to get a handle on this gun violence.
Captain John Walker agrees.
This is not the police department's problem. It's not anybody's problem. This is everybody's problem. It's going to take the entire village to get this back under control.
Responding officers say they took two people nearby in for questioning. One is said to have been armed. A 17-year-old who was hit by a person driving a dirt bike while he was skateboarding in North Philly Sunday night has died. KYW's Antoinette Lee tells us two families are mourning the teen and police are searching for the dirt bike rider who left the scene.
Family members describe 17-year-old Jesus Gomez Rosario as a teen who was talented, creative, and loved by many, including his biological and adopted family.
He has a lot of family. We heard, we can't believe this, and we want justice.
Jahira Colon says her brother was doing one of his favorite things, skateboarding down Allegheny Avenue Sunday night when the accident happened. Police say a man was speeding and popping wheelies on a dirt bike when he crashed into Rosario and left him lying in the street. Days later, the teen died from his injuries.
I do believe in accident, but not when you run away and you leave a poor kid laying down in the floor like he's a nobody.
Police have released video of the crash, which shows someone helping the dirt bike rider get the damaged bike to the sidewalk before they left the scene.
Police believe the male they are looking for may have been injured in the accident. A second accuser, a former corrections officer and homicide witness, testified yesterday against former Philadelphia homicide detective Philip Nordo, who is on trial for sexual assault and tampering with evidence. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
The man worked at Graterford but met Philip Nordo because he was a witness to a 2011 homicide along Broad Street as he was leaving a bar. He made a statement that night but later recanted, saying he was drinking too much and didn't know if he was right in what he said. He says Nordo repeatedly called and texted him over the next few years, and in 2016, he says Nordo attacked him inside a detective's car, grabbing his crotch and trying to perform an act while elbowing and choking his neck. The man said he was able to get away and get back to his house and eventually called an employee assistant hotline because he was so upset. They sent him to a nearby mental hospital, but he didn't report the assault until 2 years later. During his testimony, the man was mostly quiet, sometimes answering in a whisper, sometimes tearful, saying the alleged assault ruined his life and he's traumatized.
When the defense crossed, they tried to point to inconsistencies that the man made during investigative statements. That's the All Local. I'm Pete Innerato. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.